It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill is below our studio and it is...
to die for.
That's exactly right. The staff are...
to die for.
Fantastic they are. They really are.
The main man down there would be... No, it's not Tony. Jesus, what's his name?
Oh my God, you can't remember his name. You say hello to him every day and you can't remember Rob's name.
Jesus, what's his name?
I just said it.
What? What's his name? Oh, so Robert.
I just said it.
Yeah, Robert runs the show.
I don't think he's known as Robert.
Well, I call him Robert. Robert runs the show down there. If you do pop in for some food or beverages after a walk along the beach, you tell Robert.
Mind you, I wouldn't go for a walk along the beach today.
Who knows?
Oh, no, I'm telling you, today's rough.
Depends where you are. Tell Robert that Adrian and Jeremy sent you, and you know what he'll do for you? He'll put a little sprig of parsley on top of your soup.
Oh, that's an extra.
An extra. Parsley on your soup, yeah.
Anyway, the White Sands Hotel is where our studio is. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from one of our listeners. It's basically from a lady whose mother died a year ago. And her dad died back in 2010. And her siblings, she has two sisters and a brother. And none of her siblings ever visit the graveyard where their mama...
Sorry, will you find that email and print it back?
So. None of her siblings ever visit the grave where Mammy and Daddy are buried. Mammy in particular, it's Mammy's anniversary this week. She's dead a year and nobody ever visits the grave. This lady who contacted us tends to the grave more every week. Two sisters and a brother have never been to the grave, ever. Since 2010 when their dad died. And basically her point is that she finds it completely disrespectful because their mother had said to them several times, you should go and visit your dad. So you would assume that she would like them to visit her, and they don't. And it raises the whole conversation about visiting graves.
Now, Adrian has it, and he feels very strongly about this, by the way, and you can give your opinion now in a second, but Adrian told me a story. So he has a relative that is buried in a certain cemetery. Will I mention the cemetery?
No, it's irrelevant.
But it's on the north side of Dublin. Cemetery on the north side of Dublin. And buried near one of Adrian's loved ones is a fairly well-known person.
Mm-hmm.
And Adrian sent me a photograph there a couple of months ago of this grave, of this deceased person. This person is deceased a couple of years. And the thing about this person who is deceased, they have lots of family members.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have lots of family members that are still alive.
Yep.
And have plenty of time to be doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And the grave is absolutely... sparse. Shambles.
No, it's not a shambles, but it's never tended to.
It's never tended.
There's never as much as a red rose on the grave, on the headstone, anywhere. And it bugs the shit out of me because this person, if I was to mention this person's name, you would know this person's name straight away. You would know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is somebody very famous who has...
family members.
Family members who survived him. And so it's a him. And nobody ever tends to his grave. I've never seen as much as a red rose on the grave. And it really annoys me. And I'll tell you what annoys me and why it annoys me. Why bother burying? What's the point in burying somebody if you're not going to visit? You may as well just cremate them and throw their ashes into the sea. They're gone.
So
I just don't understand why a family would spend them. And by the way, buying a grave is expensive. I can't understand why anybody would buy a grave, bury their loved one in that grave, and then never visit again. Literally never, ever visit again.
So in the case of Joanne, she clearly states in her message to us that mm-hmm. her mother did say when she was alive that she wanted, I hope you're going to visit me when I passed away. So they knew that it was special to her to visit the grave, and none of them have actually visited.
Mm. Okay, so there are two sisters and a brother, Their dad died in 2010, and Mammy died a year ago. It's Mammy's anniversary this week. And none of her siblings have ever visited the grave. They were there when Daddy was buried back in 2010, and they were there when Mammy was buried a year ago, and none of them have ever been to the grave since. And she thinks it's just the height of disrespect. She is the only one that ever tends to the grave out of her family. And I agree with her. I just don't understand why you would bother burying somebody if you're not going to visit.
Now, people on social media, now, I'm not a big grave visitor, okay? I don't really like visiting them. But if a...
Why not?
I just don't. I don't have the time, I suppose. That's a poor excuse.
Yeah,
that's
not a very poor excuse.
That's not even a good excuse. Sure, it's not.
No.
Yeah, so I don't have an excuse. I'm sorry. But I know... now, my dad obviously got cremated, so that's different. But my mom, I think, she said that she wants a grave. And I know now that she would be hurt if she found out that none of us visited her.
And indeed, this mother that we're talking about here would also be hurt because she had said to the three kids that didn't visit Daddy's grave, you should visit your dad, you should go up to the graveyard, yeah?
Yeah.
And obviously she was thinking of herself as well, you should come and visit me when I'm in there.
And I know that particular person that Adrian is talking about, whose grave is just left unattended and literally overgrown. In that cemetery. I know that he would be very upset at how that grave...
And if I were to tell you who this person was, you would agree that this person will be very hurt. By the way, not even family, nobody, not one person leaves a red rose or anything of the sort
I know,
on
awful.
This individual's
let me put
grave.
Before we go to the calls, let me put a few points to you, Adrian, because you believe... Okay, here's from Kim O'Shea, and she says, it's a stone. You don't need to visit a stone to remember your loved ones.
Why bother putting them there in the first place then? Why not just cremate them and dispose of their ashes at sea? Seriously, this is a genuine question. Why bury somebody?
Because I assume when someone dies, if they want to be buried, if that's what they request, that if they want to be buried, that the reason they want to be buried is because they want people to be able to visit their resting place. That's where you get buried. You get buried because you have a plot there and people can go along and talk to you and say this. Okay, the other one from Michelle. Now, I think this is a bit of a cop-out, Michelle. People deal with grief in different ways. Sometimes it can be triggering to go to a graveyard. Well, Michelle, I don't buy that argument because people are very well able to go to a graveside on the day of the funeral.
Yeah, of course, and these siblings are a good example.
So if you're saying, people don't want to go to the grave because it's grief, why do they go to the grave when the coffin's actually being put into the ground?
So this woman's two brothers and a sister, or two sisters and a brother, have all been to the graveyard when Mammy was being buried and when Daddy was being buried in 2010, but they haven't been since. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. It's all to do with, is it disrespectful not to visit a close relative's grave? That's really the question, because according to our listener who's in contact with us, she's the only one who ever visits the grave. Her sisters and her brother never, ever, ever visit, and she thinks it's the height of disrespect. Let me kick off this conversation with a WhatsApp voice note that came in to us a couple of minutes ago from Dave.
That's correct, lads. In relation to your topic today, it's not fair to judge people for not going to visit a grave. Like this lady, fair play to her, she's able to go all the time. They keep neat in the city because graveyards have caretakers who keep graves neat and tidy. Like every grave in the country has one. But at the same time, it's only been a year. And in terms of grief, a year is a drop in the ocean. Like, I don't visit a graveyard as much as I probably would like to. For some people, it's not easy. You know, to me, it sounds like this woman is in the anger stages of grief. But like, you can't be turning on your siblings because they don't go and visit a headstone. Like, that's not fair. Everybody grieves in their own way. Some people are able to go to graveyards. Some people aren't able to go to graveyards. I wouldn't judge anybody for not visiting the grave because it brings up a lot of stuff and it makes things hard. She should be trying to come together with her brothers and sisters, not getting pissed off at them over it. And I mean, to be fair, as a friend of mine once said before, graves are for the living. They're not for the dead. How you choose to honor a person's memory is a lot more than just visiting a headstone and leaving flowers. It's how you carry yourself in life. It's how you keep their memory alive. It's how you talk about them. It's not just visiting the graveyard. I wouldn't judge this lady, but I wouldn't judge her siblings either. Grief is a very deeply personal thing, and everybody does it in their own way.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Julie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Julie?
Hi, how are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Julie. What did you want to say on this?
First of all, that man that was speaking there, what's his name?
Dave.
Dave, do you know what? I really totally agree with that man. Oh my God, I lost my, I'm 44 next week, and I lost my dad, a good man. I was 16 and when he died, and I used to go to grave and stuff like that, and you know, I used to feel then, if I didn't go to grave, am I letting my dad down and stuff like that? And then life went on and whatever, but I always knew that my dad was in Glasnevin Cemetery. I just knew my dad was there, and you know, I talk to him all the time just because I don't visit his grave. You know, I sometimes very rarely go, but when I do go, I like kind of spill my heart out, like about my life, dad, like, you know, things that I just, dad, please help me and stuff and whatever. Do you know what I mean? And I pray to him and whatever. And I know my dad listens and he hears me, you know, and just because I don't visit his grave, it doesn't mean that I don't love him any less, you know. Like I have five children and they never met my dad, their granddad John, and when they speak, it's like they knew their granddad John all their life because the way I speak about his legacy, the way he was a good man, good morals, respectful man and everything, do you know what I mean? So, and they hardly go to my dad's grave as well. So they have, I've brought them up a few times.
Okay, so let me ask you then, and this is the point that I was making a couple of minutes ago. Why bother burying a loved one if nobody is ever going to go and visit?
It totally gets you, but then you know you look at people like that get cremated and stuff like that, right? I totally get you, Adrian, but maybe it's just a thing where we're just growing up, like, you know, to believe, oh, when you die you just get buried and blah blah blah, like it's just a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just have to, yeah.
But you're buried. It is a place on this planet that is marked with your name, and you're, you know, when you died and everything else, and in some cases a photograph or whatever. So it's your place. And I just don't understand why.
No, you know what, Adrian? Sorry for interrupting. Do you know what? I actually can explain that. This is just from my opinion. You know, as time goes on and you go through your own things in your life and stuff, and you're like, you know, you go through depression or you go through certain things in your life, and it's like, not that you forget to go to the grave, you always know that that person is there still by your side in your mind. Do you get me? So it's not like, oh, we go to Mass every Sunday, get up, go to Mass. You have to go to Mass at 10 o'clock. Yeah, that's it. You have to go. So it's like that when you're buried in the ground. You think everyone has to go to you, like when you're buried dead. But no, like, I know my dad is with me. I don't like it. Like, my life has went on and I've had went through so much.
And can I ask you then, have you ever visited the grave?
Have I ever visited? Oh my God. I used to polish my dad's shoes when he was alive, right? And shined them up with the ball of the thinner polish. And I shined them up with the, you know, the tights, the ball of tights. My dad loved, he was immaculate. I used to go to his grave with a bottle of Pledge polish. And I would shine my dad's grave up with Pledge polish because I knew my dad was immaculate. I have sat there so many times and I've cried to my dad. But you know what? My dad is gone, but he's there in my memory. And everything I do now in my life is because of my dad. And I, you know, just not about grave. My dad is there. The memories I have of my dad, a grave is nothing. The memories of I have of my dad is, that's it. That's all it is. If you get me.
I do, but again, I have to go back to the question about why bury somebody if nobody is ever going to go and visit?
You have to bury someone, so that's just like, okay, someone died.
No, you don't have to bury someone.
Oh, well cremate as well, yeah. But that's what I'm saying, but we're just, I know where you're coming from, but at the same time, like, what else are you going to do with somebody when they die?
Like, for example, I know somebody who died a couple of years ago and was cremated, because they didn't like graveyards. They never visited graveyards, so they didn't want to be hypocritical and be buried in a graveyard that they didn't like to visit anyhow. So I thought that was... That was good.
Yeah, well, I want to be cremated because I feel like that I'd be, because I suffered with anxiety and stuff throughout the years. So I'd be like, I'd end up waking up in the hole or something, like, do you know what I mean? So I said, like, literally, I want to be cremated. So I totally get that.
I know, but if you look at what Joanne is saying, and she was the one that raised this topic,
I didn't hear what Joanne said. What did Joanne say?
Well, I'll read it out briefly there because Adrian didn't get a chance to do it at the start. So you should talk about this. My mum passed away exactly a year ago and none of my three siblings have visited once, even though they knew this was important to Mammy. She literally used to say while she was with us, I hope you will visit me. Even when my father passed away 10 years ago, they never went once. If it wasn't for me, there wouldn't be one flare on the plot. I feel very angry about this because they all live quite near the cemetery, so there's no excuse. I know if Mammy is looking down, she'd feel very let down by them not giving a shit. Now, is she not right to feel that way?
No, I'm getting shivers through my body. See, Joanne, I totally get that, right? I think maybe because, Adrian, because I always knew my brother, like my only brother, right? He's like, I'm the baby of the family. And he, no matter what, my brother always went up and cleaned my dad's grave. Maybe it's because I was like, I'm spoiled. You know, I'm a young child. I know, like I'm the younger sibling and my brother, I always knew in the back of my mind that my bro was always looking after our dad's grave. And see, Joanne, I totally get that. Like, Jesus, like our mother always made sure he's visiting me and stuff. Like, that's on a different kind of level, if you get me. Like, if my brother wasn't there, I think I'd be up at the grave probably every single week. But I think because I know in the background that my brother's always the one that will look after my dad's grave. But I totally get you.
So do you think it is disrespectful?
Especially if that was in our mom's wishes, that, oh, well, make sure you visit me. And especially only, like, when I first lost my dad, I was only 16. I was going up to that grave every day nearly. I was walking over to Glasnevin Cemetery, and I was there way before I had my kids and stuff. I was there sitting with my dad and stuff, whatever. And especially when you're losing your mother, like, that is disrespectful. That's disrespectful. But just different kind of perspectives, you know, with me, because I know my brother's always there and he'd always looks after me. Dad's child. But all my dad's family, like, they were just the best. Like, every time when I do go up, there's always fresh flowers there. After 25 years, my dad's dead, like, and there's still always fresh flowers and stuff.
But that really is exactly the point that I'm making, and that lady was making in her message, that she finds it just completely disrespectful.
Yeah,
and as I said, I'm talking about a grave that I know of somebody that you would know if I was to name this person. Somebody very famous, buried in a particular graveyard, and there's never as much as a red rose on his grave. And I just... I'm dumbfounded.
No, I get you. Like, but it's getting back to, maybe I don't go up as much because I know my brother is there, my only brother, like, and he is just he's the most special person. He just always just looks after me, dad's grave and everything. So maybe I know in my mind that I know my dad's grave is being looked after because of my brother. But if my brother wasn't there, I have to say I probably would visit. I'd be up there making sure there's no weeds or, like, I go up through the cemetery, right, when I do visit my dad, and I'm looking at graves and they're like, oh my God, I feel sorry for the people that are buried. Like, the graves are in bits and stuff. I sure to God, one family member.
Yeah, and that's the way the one that Adrian is talking about is. And the thing is, one of a relative of this person who happens to be up in that graveyard, Adrian, every year on the anniversary of the death of that person, they put a post up on Instagram, missing your loads. If you're missing the person that much, at least go and put a flare on their grave.
Yeah, but you know what you do? This is when it's social media. Imaginative function, social media. People think, look, they're putting that, but probably didn't even go to the grave or something. So, I don't know. But I think it's just because I know my dad's being looked after by my brother. I feel for Joanne, but all of my advice, what I could say to her is that our man be very proud of her to come onto your show, to bring that up, like, you know, talk over our siblings not visiting, and our man be very proud of her.
All right, good to talk to you, Julie. Let me go to Anya. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anya. Well, is it disrespectful to not visit the grave of a loved one, particularly your mother, and in this case, mother and father?
Yeah, I do think it's disrespectful, because the way I lost my mother 14 months ago, so I did. She was after leaving behind six beautiful grandchildren and two great-grandchildren, so she did. And my father, is still alive, thank God. And I, in a way, I do think it's disrespectful, but with my, and my condolences goes out to Joanne and with the loss of her mother. But I feel I go out to see my mum's grave every week. So I do.
Every week, okay.
Every week.
And let me ask you why you'd go every week. You there?
Sorry. Sorry. The reason I go out every week is it's a sense of comfort, and I always make sure it looked like we there just before her anniversary. We were after getting a gravestone put up, and it's one of those, you know, one of those gravestones that has a flower box attached to it. So I usually go out and make sure that she has fresh flowers, because that was something my mum always loved. She loved her back garden, so she did, and she always said to me, Dad, make sure there's always fresh plants out the back garden.
So do you think if your mother is looking down on us, do you think she would be upset if nobody visited her grave? Like Joanne has said, her mother specifically requested, when I go away, don't leave me up there in the graveyard alone. Now, by the way, when we put this up on our Facebook page, 90% of the people were against Joanne. 90% of you who heard Joanne's message thought that Joanne was being a bit of a bitch. Now, I don't think
she wasn't.
No, I don't think she is.
No. And my mum, she came across as a very understanding type of woman, so she did. And I have one sibling that lives abroad, so I do. And my mum would understand due to the fact that I'm a youngest of four children, so I am. I'm the last born of the family.
Okay, and one of them lives abroad, and the other two live here still?
The other two live in Navan, and one lives in Waterford.
Okay, and would they ever visit her grave?
No. The last time that they visited Mam's grave was my mum's anniversary, and my mum's 80th is coming up now in 4 weeks. I'd say they might come up and visit her on her birthday as well. They wouldn't come up and visit her regularly the way I do.
So you don't feel any ill will towards your siblings for not going. You're happy enough that at least you go. Is that it?
I'm not annoyed with my sibling that lives abroad. I'm not annoyed with him because my brother, he's been living abroad now for nearly 30 years, Adrian. And the fact that, you know, my mum, again, she's so understanding, and she would understand that. The fact that he can't come and go as he pleases, sort of thing, because he lives abroad. And the fact, and so again, I'm not annoyed with him with him living abroad, but I'm annoyed with my sister's family and my brother who lives down in Waterford.
For not making any effort at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you feel similarly, and obviously your sibling that lives abroad is obviously a lot more difficult. I've no doubt if your sibling that lives abroad was to come home for a holiday or whatever, they'd probably visit the grave. But
because my brother, again, who lives abroad, he lives in Italy, and he came home for Mam's anniversary, and he's hoping to come home for my Mam's 80th. Now, whether he can or he can't, still don't know.
Okay, so he does make an effort, even though he lives abroad. So you feel similarly to this lady, Joanne, towards your siblings for not making any sort of an effort. Do me a favour, stay there for a second on you if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Neil has been in touch with us.
Going to a graveyard to visit say a parent or a relative or, you know, a loved one, if you ask me, it's therapy. It is therapy. I tell my kids and my wife, don't cremate me, put me in the ground. And I've asked my mum and dad to be put in the ground as well, so I can go and talk to them. I believe it's therapy, if you ask me, lads. Cheers, love you loads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Angela. Is it disrespectful?
Well, sorry, just can I say condolences, Angela? I'm not sure if you want people to know about it, but I'm not going to say what it is. But yeah, just condolences. And I have been thinking about you for the last week and a half.
Thanks very much. Thanks. Everyone grieves differently. Everyone feels different. Maybe her siblings just can't bring themselves to go up there. There are a lot of people out there who feel that they can go somewhere else. They can go and chat in their mum's favourite coffee shop, in where they used to go for a walk, in the family home. You don't need to speak to someone who's died. My mum used to say that. She'd say, don't say pass away, they die. But everyone is different. If that's the way Joanne feels, that she likes going up to the grave, that she likes looking after the grave, that's her choice.
Mind you, by the sounds of it, she doesn't have any choice.
Well, she does. She does. She doesn't have to go up there. She wants to go up there.
Leave the grave completely unattended.
But the thing is, how many thousands and millions of graves are unattended throughout the world?
I understand that.
Away.
And obviously, as years go by and relatives also pass away, less and less people tend to a grave. I get all that. But, you're talking about the fact that this woman who's dead and her husband, by the way, Mammy and Daddy we're talking about here, all their kids are still alive and could visit. They all live locally.
But maybe they don't want to. It is. My mum passed away 2 weeks ago. Right?
And I'm really sorry to hear that, Angela.
Yeah, I know. But, my mum was the type of person who would be like, if you want to come and visit my grave, come and visit my grave. If you feel that you can't visit the grave, don't visit the grave. That's the way my mum would be. Now, we're very lucky. My two siblings were all very close. We're in close proximity to where my mum was cremated and will be buried next week. But if one of them felt that they couldn't, or both of them felt that they couldn't, I certainly would not be like, I'm the one going up to look the grave. I'm the one bringing flowers. I'm the one. No. The same with my dad. My dad will come up. But if there's a time that he feels that he can't go up there, who am I to tell him what to do? Who am I to tell anyone how to grieve? How to talk to their... Like, I talk to my mum every day now that she's gone. I do. I have a chat with her. But I don't have to go to the grave to do it, because she's not there at the moment anyway. She's in the crematorium. But just because a grave is there does not mean that you have to visit. For some people, it's too hard. It's way too hard to realise that that's where somebody that you cared about for all your life and loved for all your life, that they're there in the ground.
No, but you've heard the expression, Angela, dying wish. Now, I'm not saying in this woman's case that it was her dying wish, but she specifically said... she specifically said when she was alive, and I'm talking about Joanne's mother. She specifically said, "Don't leave me up there in that graveyard alone. I want you to visit me."
And when she was alive, she regularly said to the three siblings that don't go to the graveyard, "You should go up and visit your dad in the graveyard," and they never have.
So it meant something to. And I agree with you. It's more important that you visit people when they're alive than. I mean, you see these people that put up these ridiculous posts when someone dies and it goes, oh, I wish there was a phone line to heaven so I could ring you today. And I'd be like, you never call to them when they were bloody alive.
Yeah.
So it is much more important. But when it is someone's wish that their children, their offspring, visit their final resting place, that is hurtful.
It is, but the thing, what I would look at is, that might have been her dying wish, but did they all agree to it? Did she ask them what they like to visit her grave? Did she ask them, is that what they would want to do? Because at the end of the day, they're grieving their mum and their dad. And if they can't find it in themselves to go up and sit there and know that they're there, know that they're 6 foot under, as they say. Like, it might be, my mum had dying wishes. There's one or two that we couldn't do. Well, no, we didn't do, we disagreed on and blah, blah, blah. But you try to do everything that they can. But it's,
I know,
not,
but this is something very small. But Angela, this is something very, very small, that they all live within a couple of minutes drive of the graveyard. And yeah, all they're being expected to do is even visit once a month. But to not visit once in over a year is probably inexcusable.
But has Joanne asked them why? This is the thing, has she asked them why?
But there's no excuse, really, is there? What is the excuse?
There is an excuse.
You said yourself earlier on, Jeremy, that you're not a grave type of person.
Yeah, but there's nobody, I don't have anybody buried that has said, please visit me when. And in fact, one of my relatives who is dead, who is deceased, I visited the graveyard once. But I know if they were still alive, they'd be like, geez, if I die, don't come up to look at a hole in the ground. That's the way they would feel about this. But this is very different. This woman's mother believed in the power of visiting a grave. And if they don't believe in fulfilling her wishes, why didn't they say that to her when she was alive and just say, Ma, we're not going up there. We're not going
here. You don't want to break her heart by saying that to her.
You don't see any disrespect at all in siblings not visiting their parents' grave?
No, absolutely not. I don't. Is it like she should sit down with them and ask, first of all, why not?
Well, no, she did ask her two sisters, and she was told to mind her own business.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go up there.
Okay, stay there for a second. Sorry, Jeremy.
Just to put another question, is it not the same? Okay, so supposing my mother was sick in a home, yeah?
Yeah.
And she was in a home at the moment, and I can only imagine what it must be like to spend the last few years of your life in a home where people aren't visiting you. Would you judge sons and daughters who don't visit a sick parent in a nursing home?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but so would I.
Yeah, but what's...
Because they're alive. Because you can go and talk to them. You can hug them. You can kiss them. You can sit and talk to them. Whereas when they're in the grave, you can talk to them anywhere. You don't necessarily have to... It's their body is down there. It's just a body, you know, or it's just ashes. Is down there.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking now, and I've already got my will to be cremated, but I'm just thinking if I passed away, and I don't know, you don't know what happens after you die. I don't believe anything happens after you die, to be honest, you're just dead. But if I passed away, the thoughts of knowing that none of my kids would ever visit the grave, that would, and getting back to the person that Adrian's talking about, that would absolutely destroy me, to think that out of my three kids, that none of them cared enough to actually come up and put a... And that's all Adrian is saying, by the way. We're not... I just saw a message from Dave McLaughlin there saying...
I know, we're not saying we have to go every week.
Yeah, we're grief-shaming people. This isn't about grief-shaming. This is about how I would feel... if I was looking down from that special place.
And like I said, I didn't know the individual that I was talking about, the famous person that you'd all know if I was to say his name. I didn't know him. I met him once, maybe once or twice. But I'm genuinely shocked. He was so well known in this country. I'm genuinely shocked that nobody ever leaves as much as a flower. And I really am. I just find it very... disrespectful.
And you know what, Angela, people were saying about the, and again, you know, it's been a while since I lost one parent, and I know people do grieve differently, and you're grieving at the moment, but the graveyard was a good enough place for them all to go to on the morning of the funeral. So why didn't Joanne's siblings go, I can't face that graveyard thing, I'll see you in the pub for soup and sandwiches later. They all went to the graveyard that day.
Because that's a final farewell.
But sure, it's a dead body in the coffin. That's what you said. It's just a body.
It doesn't matter. It's still a final farewell.
But why do
you know? We went to the crematorium.
Yeah, but why do people judge?
That was Mom's final farewell.
Why do people judge differently then if someone doesn't turn up, if a son or daughter doesn't turn up at their parents' funeral? Why? And I've heard families falling out over shit like this because a son or a daughter don't turn up at the funeral. What is the difference? What's the difference?
What do you mean? What's the difference in going to a grave afterwards?
No, why do people judge? Why do people, so say for instance, when Adrian's mother passed away 6 months ago now or whatever it was, had Adrian not gone to that funeral? By the way, there was no question that you weren't going to go.
No, obviously.
But had Adrian skipped that funeral because he was playing golf that day or whatever, or he had booked a holiday to Lanzarote, people come home from holidays. People come home from living on the far-flung corners of the earth for a funeral for somebody. And if Adrian had not gone to that funeral, he would have been judged. But what is the difference between, you know, shunning a funeral and shunning a graveyard? They're both the same, surely.
They're not. They're not, because a funeral is a final goodbye. It's a final farewell. It is your time to say goodbye and try and come to some kind of normality. I can't think of the word I'm trying to use, but some kind of acceptance that person is gone. So having to visit them always afterwards, it's too hard, because that's what's in your memory. Like, as I said, okay, it was 2 weeks ago my mom died. And the one thing that I can thank God for is I cannot remember my mom's face in the coffin. I can't. She looked like herself. It was absolutely amazing. She looked amazing. We had her home for 2 days before the funeral. I can't remember her face in that. Now, there's other people who that's all they'll be able to remember. Mm. And when they go to a grave, all they can remember is their loved one being lowered into the ground. And you cannot force someone to want to go somewhere that they don't want to go to. It could be too traumatic.
By the way, before I let you go, Angela, a lot of our listeners are sending their condolences on messages and on WhatsApp to you. So
thanks very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Sorry, Angela, those messages aren't private. You'll see them on the live chat there, so you'll see it yourself. But there is an outpouring of support, so just know that all our listeners are thinking of you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Angela.
All right, bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Sarah, I'll be with you in just a moment. Before I go to your call, I want to bring this message in from Darren.
Tell you what, Jeremy, your comments are starting to annoy me. Why would they go to the funeral if they don't want to go to the grave the rest of the time of the year? What a stupid comment.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Well, good, thanks.
Now, Sarah, what did you want to say on this?
Just my own experience. I'm in my 50s now. My dad would have died when I was 18. I was the youngest of five. And I never really visited the grave after my dad died. Now, I would have visited anniversary masses, things like that, when my mother was going up to the grave. But it just wasn't somewhere that I would have gone to myself. I just, when I did go, it just left me empty. I never felt he was there. It never, I had no connection to it. It was just strange. And I just thought for years that was me. But then my mother died 3 years ago. And now I would be a regular visitor to the same grave. And I get great comfort from it.
Why do you think there's such a difference?
Maybe it was, you know, I was 18 when my dad died. I'm in my 50s, you know, I was 49 or something when mum died. So I'm probably at a different stage of life, maybe. Maybe a different relationship with my parents. I'd have had a great relationship with both of them, but I would have cared for my mother in that towards the end. So, yeah, it's just that was my experience, and it's very different. I wouldn't, you know, judge anyone for going to a grave or not going to a grave. It's bit about yourself as well, and what you get out of the visit and the experience. If you're not getting anything out of it, then I can understand that you probably wouldn't even think to go there at times. You get your comfort somewhere else, talking to them in your head or whatever that is.
But it's not about the person visiting the grave, because I get nothing out of it. I have to be honest with you. When I see people, the odd time I've been to a grave and you see people standing there having chats with a headstone, I think, oh, that's really weird. It wouldn't be for me.
No, but Sarah just said, comfort out
but,
of that.
Yeah, but it's not about you, Sarah. It's about the person who has passed away and their wish that people actually visit them. So to the deceased person.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, there's that as well. But it is about you and mom, you know. If you're not getting anything from it, then it probably won't become part of your routine. It just it just won't. It'll fade away the way memories fade away and things. I know what that lady is saying, her siblings never did that, but I'm sure they have their own reasons.
But no,
they
can just... Yeah, but to come back and I'll address Darren's point in a second, by the way, who got really, really... And for someone who, by the way, is a cannabis user, cannabis is supposed to relax you. The man is so bloody angry. None of us like going to funerals. I hate... Nobody ever says, whoop-de-doo, next Friday of a funeral, here we go. Nobody likes going to funerals, but the reason we go to funerals is, and it's not to say goodbye, you say your last goodbye, because, you know, a lot of people who go to funerals don't believe that the person is looking down and even knows. But the reason a lot of people go to funerals is because, well, it would be shunned upon if they didn't go. Like, had Adrian not gone to his mum's funeral, it would be around the whole family. It'd be around the whole world. Mm-hmm. So, and again, people pay thousands to get back to a country to say their last goodbyes to someone.
Yeah, because it is the very last thing we do for someone. It's the very last thing you do. Well,
Not really. A month later, you can visit the grave and it's the exact same thing. It's literally the exact same thing, standing in Shangana a month after the person had been buried and having a chat with them as the funeral. It's the exact same thing. They're not any more dead a month. And I'm sorry to be blunt about this. They're not any more dead a month later. So why do people completely go out of their way to make it home for a funeral?
Because it's a gathering. It's a public gathering.
Also, it's for show,
is it? It is a public gathering. And I suppose, you know, yeah, and there is a little bit about Christ Almighty. We'll all put on a good show here now for the funeral. And I don't care who's not talking to each other. You know, we'll put on a united front for mam or dad or whoever it is. There's a lot of that goes on as well.
If you look at the recent, or last year, when Cristiano Ronaldo didn't visit the, or didn't go to the funeral of Diego Jota. Remember the Liverpool player that was tragically And it was in all the newspapers. Cristiano Ronaldo, who was a team player and a friend of Diego Jota, didn't go to the funeral. Oh my God, how dare they? Mm-hmm. And Ronaldo had to go on record and basically say, well, I didn't want to go to the funeral. I visited the graveyard a week later and I said what I wanted to say to him. I didn't want the whole spectacle of going to a funeral. I think people...
Of course, it would have become about him, and it wouldn't have been about Diego and his family. It would have even become about who was there, you know? I totally respect his decision. And that's, you know, that's the truth of any story. There's so many different... Everyone has their own perspective. Everyone has their own truth, and two people can have two completely different interpretations of an event, and both people... It can be true for both, even though they can be completely different.
Anyway, the good news for your dad is that you visit him regularly now.
I visit him regularly now, but I know he wouldn't have minded in the slightest.
All right, very good. Great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Sarah.
Can I just suggest Robert? I'm getting fed up with Jeremy saying things just to piss people off. Sorry, what exactly? Did I say anything in the last hour that was outrageously controversial?
Not that I noticed.
So are you listening to a different podcast, Robert? Well, no, but I want to know, what did I say that was outrageously controversial?
Today, nothing.
All I said was, you don't have to go to a funeral to show your respects. You can go a week later. Shoot me. Literally, line me up against the wall.
And in fairness, the Ronaldo thing is a great example.
It is a great example. The papers went to town on Cristiano Ronaldo. Why didn't he respect? You don't need... And in fairness, if I die, and at the time, if I'm very, very sick, and one of my kids is living over in Australia or whatever the case may be, I would be getting on the phone to them saying, do not come home from Australia just to say your goodbyes. Would you agree?
Say goodbye to me now.
Yeah. Oh, you'd make your kids come back home, wouldn't you? But again, what's controversial about that? Jesus.
No, nothing.
Some people, get a backbone, lads.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.